Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara three lines from the bottom of Chaf on the Beis, where there's Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So it says the Gemara now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak par ada lo hutra pasi biros ela la oleg regalim bilvad. So we mentioned this whole heter of the well boards because we have two major heterim. What we mentioned earlier when we introduced pasi biros, that you're going to have Paratz Murabal Omed, you have more open space than closed space. And the fact that you have sometimes more than Tanamo space, potentially depending on which mandamar you hold like. So this heter, this dispensation is only for the benefit of people doing Aliyah L'Regel, to allow them to draw water from the well. However, it's not going to be mutter in a normal Shabbos, in a normal circumstance. So says the Gemara, V'atanya, but the Braisa taught, L'hutra pasibros elalagabi behema bilvad. That it sounds like that the well boards that we're preparing, the L-shaped well boards over here, are going to be benefit of the animals. The Braisa implies that anyone is allowed to rely on this for the heter of animals. It doesn't matter if it's for Aliyah L'Regel or not. It doesn't matter what you're using it for, says the Gemara right now, suggesting. So the Gemara says, "My behema." So the Gemara answers, "What does it mean when we say the animals, whether the lashon of the behema? Behema salir regalim. It's only for the animals of the aliyah, the regal. That's what it's for. That's the only time you're allowed to have this heter." So the Gemara says, "Aval adam." But for a person who wants to drink from the well, so we have to make stumble now, then it must be metapes v'ole metapes v'yored. He has to climb up and climb down to the well itself and drink from there. Rashi says you have to put your hands and feet into against the walls and drink from there. So we see that since a person is able to do that, Rashi says, you don't have the heter to drink outside the well. This is only for your animals. So the Gemara says, is that really true though? Any v'ha amar Rabbi Yitzchak amar Rav Yudah amar Shmuel lo hutra pasi biros ela leber mayim chayim bilvad. So we say in the name of Shmuel that the well birds over here are permitted except for the case of a spring water, and this was to the exclusion of boros. We discussed this earlier. So now the Gemara wants to make it different. The Gemara says, wait a second, though, ve'ila behema. So if it's only permitted for animals, so then what's the difference? Mali, chayim, mali, mechusan. What's the difference if it's a bore or if it's running water, if it's a spring? What's the difference at the end of the day? Both of them are going to be fit for the animal usage. So it can't be that it's seemingly only for the animals. And Gemara answers, no, still at the end of the day requires something which is fit for humans to drink, and since the water is considered better only for flowing water, that's why Shmuel had his halacha. So that it has to be fit for humans. At the end of the day though, but if the heter doesn't even work for humans, it's a fascinating thing, it doesn't work for Bnei Adam, yet we're assuming that the heter is there. So Tosfos points out that really, Anachanami, that where you made them for the usage primarily of animals, it's still going to be mutter memela to have human consumption. And if you took it out for the animals, then you'd be allowed to have leftovers and things like that. Tosfos says it has to be that by other points also Tosfos bring it out for, but Tosfos points out that it would be allowed for humans to drink from there as well. Okay, so the Gemara wants to go back and analyze the Braisa. The Gemara says, Gufa. The Braisa we quoted before, Lohutra Pasibiros Elabeima Bilvan, Aval Adam Metapis Veola Metapis Vyored Veimar Chavim. So now continuing the Braisa, the wells were too wide for a person to climb to do that. So then Afila Adam Nami, that even for a person to be permitted to draw water as well. So we see another heter also. If it's too wide, that's another heter. That's one tells the point that obviously there are heterim for people as well. But loyma adamayim, a person is not allowed to draw water from the well, beats up emto and place it before his animal to drink while he is holding the container, because we saw this before in the last stop, because we said that there's a gzera that you might turn a tenter to a rabim, and that person carrying that container of the water is going to give it to the animal. So that's a problem of potentially carrying. The Mara says, aval memalehu v'shofe lifnei behema. However, a person is allowed to draw the water, pour it into the trough in front of the animal, v'shose me'aleha. So, and the animal could drink by itself, and that would be okay. So the Gemara questions this ruling. The Braisa, the Gemara says, "Wait, maski for avana nimkein." But if that's the case, that someone is not allowed to water while holding the container, ma'ho ilu pasibiros. And then, what are the wellboards accomplished? So what am I going to ask? What do you mean? Mahuilu. Lamalos ben, they permitted to take out the water and put it down and give it to the animal to drink. So the Gemara says, Ella, this was Ravanan's kasha. He was asking that we know that one's not allowed to feed them while holding the container, then Mahuil Rosha Veruva Shapar, what's the halacha that told us, we saw in the Mishnah, that you need the head of most of the cow to be within the well while you're drinking? If the Braisa is permitting only when the water's in front of the animal by letting it drink by itself, there should be no need for this halacha to have most of the body inside. If the person's not holding it, there's no danger that you're going to carry it. there's no shaila, if you're going to bring it to Rishus Rabbim, then why would you have this halacha? So the Gemara answers now, Amar Abaye Hachav Maaskinan. The Braisa is not talking at all about an animal that's standing for Rishus Rabbim and the Rosh Aruba is in the Pasim. Rather, it says the Abaye, we're talking about the Avus that we're discussing over here is the area that's miyuchad for feeding animals. Ha'omed Rishus Rabbim Gavo Asara, it's 10 Tvachamai Baruch of Arba, which is a Rishus Yachid, and the Bailim are going to give their whatever food they need to the animal, and you bring it Derech HaChalon to this area where the animal eats. Virosho Nichnas Laben Pasim. So there, we have this halacha, which is really mentioned again. Last time we discussed this a little bit more, that we had the Gzer over there. They were afraid that you're going to come to fix it, and if another over there, they're going to bring something from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid. The Braisa is telling over here that you shouldn't fill the water from the bore and lift up the dleev to this area because you might bring it to the Rishus Rabbim. That's your afraid to bring it from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim, and it's a separate halacha over here, as we mentioned before, based on yesterday's daf. So therefore, it's not really this shaila would be answering what Rabbanan had told us. So that's what we say over here. Okay, so the Gemara continues. The Gemara now discusses two more kulas that are mentioned by Shabbos. Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Av Amar Rav in Borganim Bebavel. There's no halachas of the Borganim. We actually mentioned this a lot in the Masechta Shabbos. We mentioned this idea of Borganim, that we have a concept of Tchum Shabbos. A person not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos from the place where you are right now, and the entire city is a function of that 2,000 amos. So if I live in Tinek, let's say, so then you have 2,000 amos of all Tinek to travel past those amos of the city, of the last house of the city. Now, what is defined as the last house of the city? Any house that's within 70 and 2/3 amos of the town is considered an extension of the tchum of that town. So the halacha of Borgadin is telling you that you have huts. The Gemara is going to learn later on in Erevin over here that when you have even these temporary huts, those are going to extend the boundaries of the city. So the Gemara now says that in Borgadin Babel that there is no such heter by Babel. The Gemara is going to discuss in a moment why that is. So, and there's also below Pasei Biros Bechutzarts, there's no halacha of the Pasei Biros, the special El Sheporz over here, which we had the two big kulas on. Those are not going to be mutter outside of Eretz Yisrael because we don't have the heter of Tzorach Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And Rashi already points out, the Gemara was already assuming right now that in Bavel you would have this heter, because in Bavel you're going to have the heter of people going from one yeshiva to the other yeshiva, and they would travel a lot, so then we would allow Pasei Biros for them to feed their animals and give them water in the Pasei Biros if you're going to Dvar Mitzvah of learning Torah. However, other places outside of Bavel, we don't assume that there was this heter. So the Gemara says, Borgen Bavel, why not? The Lot Alo, because the Shchichi Badika, because it used to have a lot of rain, and it would lead to flooding, and the water would easily wash away the huts. These flooding would lead to consider sooner temporary in nature. So therefore, we can't assume that it's going to extend the town in Bavel specifically. And Pasei Biros Bechutzar, it's low, the Lot Shchichi Mesifta, because outside of Eretz Yisrael, there were no yeshivas, there weren't so many yeshivas. However, in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, as we're going to Ramon Rashi, that Bavel is included in this halacha as well, people would travel regularly from city to city, learn Torah, so there you would have the heter of the Pasei Biros of these L-shaped boards to have feed your animals and camels, whatever you need to give them water. But however, the reverse does apply, meaning that the law of Borganin would apply in countries outside of Eretz Yisrael other than Babel, and the law of the Pasei Biros would apply in Babel. That's what the law of here, so that's what we mean, that's what we mentioned before, that it really would apply fundamentally in Babel. So the Gemara continues with another version of the rulings. Ika de Amre Amar Vyirmi Ba'ava Ararav in Borganin Pasei Biros lo b'bava v'lo b'chutzar. There's no halacha with cuts to the huts or these temporary huts or wells either in Bavel or outside Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, so Borganim Bavel lo d'shkitabitke, the halacha of the huts doesn't apply because, like we mentioned before, that it's going to have flooding rain, it's going to ruin the huts, so therefore they're going to be washed away, there's no halacha. B'chutzar, it's nami lo d'shkitche g'nive. And also when it comes to halacha in outside in Eretz Yisrael, we're assuming right now, again, according to this version, we're assuming that both the kulas are permitted only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Borganim Bavel, we assume that because of the flash floods, and B'chutzar, it's nami lo d'shkitche g'nive, or the halacha outside Eretz Yisrael because people are going to steal them. These huts are so temporary, people will literally walk away with them. You know, so Pasei Biros, B'bava lo, the Shkicha Maya. And also, you're not allowed to have the well boards. This heter, this special heter, doesn't even apply in Bavel, even though there's a Tzorach Mitzvah of going from one place to the other. However, since Bavel was, the whole point was to alleviate people from the need to have water constantly with them, in Bavel, though, they had many areas of flowing water. So they had flowing water, they don't need this heter. And also, Elav doesn't invite Eretz Yisrael because there they don't have many yeshivas. Meaning, so Bavel you would have the heter because you had many yeshivas and people traveling, but Bavel doesn't need this heter because they had other water sources. So therefore, you don't have the kula. So the Gemara continues: Amar the Rav Chista leMari Breider of Huna Breider of Yirmiya Bar Abba Amri Asim Rav Barnish Lebe Kanish Daniel. They said that you guys from the town of Barnish, they go all the way to the shul where Daniel used to daven. You see, there's a big thing already apparently that people where tzaddikim used to daven. There's a big thing to daven in those shuls. That's what the people already in Babel used to do. They dafka went to the area where Daniel used to daven on Shabbos. David tossed the parsa, but the problem they were bothered by though, that was three parsas away. Three parsas is, each parsa is equivalent to, a parsa is four meal, and a meal is 2,000 amos. So you're talking about 8,000 amos at times four. So they were going way past the Tchum Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Am I something? What heter do you have to walk that fight on Shabbos?" And Gemara says, "Aborgadin." So we're relying on huts. But Gemara says, "Wait a second. What do you mean? Hamar vod abod eshmei derav in borgin bavel. What do you mean? You said in the name of Rav that there's no halacha of this concept of huts in Bavel." So Gemara answers, "Nafik bavikalay hanem esifta." So Gemara went out and he showed him that there were certain ruined towns between Bardish and Daniel, which were apparently within 70 amos of each other, and therefore the halacha would be that it extended its chum shabbos. So we see over there there were walls still intact from these ruined towns, Rashi says, and therefore it extended its chum shabbos, and there was no problem of them going out, so they weren't necessarily relying on the bargaining. So where it says Amar of Chista, Darish Mar Baravani, Maidechsev, what does it mean? The pasuk which says, once we're mentioning Rav Chista, the name of Ravi Barav, we're going to answer other different agarata which he said. L'chol tichla. Now we're going to get into a lot of agarata, basically for the rest of the whole next daf and the next amud. So we said l'chol tichla ra'isi kei tzichav v'tzichav me'od. To every goal that I set, I have set a limit, but your Torah, the commandment of the Torah, is so broad. So Gemara says, what does this mean? Davar zeh amru David avel pirshu. David Melech said this pasuk in Tehillim, and we don't know what he meant. Amru ir avel pirshu. He also didn't explain it. Amru cheskev la pirshu. Cheskev la until Ashav Zechariah ben Adav pirshu. Zechariah ben Adav came and he defined what we were talking about. So the Gemara brings proofs that each one talked about this pasuk and didn't explain it. What do they mean? Amru David velo pirshu. David Melech came and he didn't explain it. What do they mean? Chesiv lechol tichleira isaket rechavam mitzasecha meod. So see, the pasuk says every goal I've set a limit. Your Torah is exceedingly broad. That's what the pasuk in Tehillim says. Yov Amar Yov, the pasuk says by Yerov Lo Pirshu Tichsev, the pasuk says by Yerov Urka Maritz Mida Rechava Mayim Rechava Miniyam. The longer is the earth, then its Torah's measures and wider than the seas. Amar Yecheskel, what did Yecheskel say? He said Tichsev Vayifrosh Osal Lefanai Vihi Ksuva Panim Vachor Ve'Ala Kanim Ve'Aged. He spread out. This refers to a scroll of the Torah Shabbal Peh before me, and it was inscribed within that, and it was inscribed bad things and good things, rejoicing and vehi is like, well, as woe is to me, right? Vehi. So the Gemara now, just Agav is going to darish the pasuk in Yechezkel, which what does it mean by kinim? That kinim is literally bad things, right? So we say zeh pronosos al tzadikim ba'olam hazeh. That's referring to the bad things. They're referring to the terrible things that happen to the righteous in this world. Hashem punishes them in this world to get sklar in the olam haba. V'chenu omer. Kina yiv kinenua. You give a kina, right? Kinos, lashon of kina that the eichas megillah, the kinos that we say. Vehegia, what does rejoicing mean? Zamatas char shel tzadikim ma'aseh. This is a reward for the tzadikim in the world to come. V'cheinu omer alei higayim mechina. There's a singing by a harp over there. I see the lashon of hegia is an expression of joy. So the Gemara says vehi. What does it mean? And woe is to that. What was the woe? Zoi pronus l'shem Hashem la'aseh lavo. This is a reference to the terrible things that are going to happen to the rishayim in the world to come. V'cheinu omer, as the pasuk says, Have al hove tavo, that bad things upon bad things are going to come on, and that's a reference to over here to the Rishon. So the Gemara now goes back again. So we see the three psukim. So that was Agav we mentioned in the pasuk Nicheska. But now the whole point was Achav Zechariah ben Ido b'Pesha. What does he says? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Eli Ma Ta Roev Amani Roev Migla Aifa Arba Esrim VeAma Verach BaAser. He said, I see a folded scroll literally, and its length was 20 amos, and its width was 10 amos. That's what the pasuk in Zechariah says. So the Gemara now says, what is it referring to? V'Tipashet LeAvia Esrim BeEsrim. So now the Gemara says, when you unfold it, so then you would have 20 amos by 20 amos, and then Tichsiv, the pasuk says in Yecheskel also, and the scroll of the Torah Shabbat Peh was on the front and the back of it on both sides. So if you peel it over, so you're going to have Arba and Bes, and you're going to have 40 amos by 20 amos, which is going to be 800 square amos. And the pasuk says that you measured your fist by the sea and the heavens over there, but Zeres Tiken, you're measuring it how much it is. So the Gemara says that this pasuk talking about the heavens is going to be a handspan by my one hand spin, and that's going to be one quarter of a square amma of the Shemayim. So what does this mean? So we see over there, the entire world is only going to be one in the 3,200 of the Torah. We're going to get, because if you have 800 divided by a fourth, so that's going to come to 3,200, that's what we see over there. So that's what we're referring to, is you're measuring 800 square amos for Shemayim, whatever that means, the heavenly square amos, and that's going to come to the level of 3,200 square amos. A fascinating thing. Again, so what exactly was going on over here? So the Maharsha has a beautiful explanation. He explains that there's four levels of the Torah. We know there's Pshat, the main Midrash is the deeper idea we can get. Then we also Maisiv Reishis over here. He says a little different of Pardes. This is similar to that, but you have Maisiv Reishis, is the deep ideas, the deeper Kavanas of what it meant for a person to talk about the creation, which is a very deep thing. And also Maisiv Merkava, that's really Maisiv Merkava, right? We don't even Dersh Maisiv Merkava. Rashi and Chomesh by Yechezkel doesn't even, on Tanakh, doesn't discuss it over there. It's so deep. So we're talking about over here that this progression of one each leading to one to the other. So we're saying that mitzvah sefer rechavim. Oh, that's a reference to the first level of Torah, versus pshat. Then Iyov was discussing the two dimensions. That's referring to the first two levels of Torah, pshat and drash. Yechezkel, which is talking about the third aspect, he's talking about it's back and forth. That's a reference to the third level of Maaseh Bereishis, which is again esoteric, very deep things. And then the fourth level is Chaya. He's talking about four sections with the most that is extremely deep, which is even Maaseh Merkava. So that's what we see over here. Okay, fascinating pshat. Again, very deep ideas from all these agadas. And where it continues, Ve'amar Rav Chista Darash Mari Bar Amar. Rav Chista says, "Amar Bar Amar." What does it mean when the pasuk says, "Ma'idach says V'hinei Shnei Dudai Te'enim"? There's two pots of figs. Mu'adim Lefnei Heichal Hashem Aduda Echad Te'enim V'Tovos Mod Mekseina. And the first, they're before Hashem, and you, and one pot is very good ones, like the figs turning on the next level now, and the second one, Abukharos, the riper ones, Ve'aduda Echad is Te'enim Raos Me'od. Very bad ones. Of Shelo Tachlan Merah were eaten because they were so bad. So Gemara explains, what is it talking about? Te'enim Atavos Tzadikim Gemurim. The good figs are referenced to is symbolizing the Tzadikim Gemurim, totally righteous people. Te'enim Yeros Elu Rishon Gemurim. The bad ones are referring to the totally wicked people. V'Shem HaSoymar. So you're going to say that what Avat Sfarim about, that their hope is gone and everything is bad for them. Talmalomar. The pasuk says that Tudayim Nasta Reah. The pots come out with a smell. Elu Ve'Elu Asidin Shinareh. Both of them are going to have a smell. Seemingly one, the Rishon are going to pashas have a smell. Assuming a bad smell, and the tzaddikim would have a good smell to them. That's what the Gemara is saying right now. The Gemara said, "Darish Rava." Rava was Dorish. Might have said, "What does it mean?" And the pasuk says, "Hadudim nesar reach." That the violets are going to have a fragrance. Elu b'choris shel shalom tam tam chet. It's a reference to the reference to Klal Yisrael who have not tasted any sin. This again, Shir Shim is a whole love song between Klal Yisrael. We're talking over here is Dudai Masareach, that they have beautiful smell. That's talking about the young, smaller children or young men really of Klal Yisrael who don't do any sins. Gemara Kinnis Ve'Alps Tinu Komet Adim, and at the doors are all the fine fruits. Gemara says Elu Bnos Yisrael Shemagidos Pischei Lebaleim. This refers to Klal Yisrael, the daughters of Klal Yisrael who tell their husbands of their openings, meaning they tell them about Nida, when are their openings sealed off, Kilo, when they can't have relations together. Lashon Achra, maybe it means She'ogdos Pischei Lebaleim. I know they close up their openings for the husband, meaning that they don't have relations with anyone else. Those openings are saved directly only for the exclusive use of their husbands to have relations with them. Mark continues, what does the pasuk mean? Also, Chadashim Gam Yishinim Dodi Tzafanti Lach. So new and old ones, my beloved, I've hidden for you. This one, Amar Knesset Self Nechash Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael say before Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the Universe, Harvik Zeros Gezarti Alat Me, many things we imposed on myself, Yosher Mach Gezarti Alayim, I gave unto him and I kept the dinim. This is a reference to dinim Rabbanan, to extension and extend the laws. The Gemara says, Amar Lei, not mentioning the dinim of the Rabbanan, we're going to continue. Amar Lei, Rav Chista, Lumen Rabbanan, Gavei Kamei Tzadei Agarata Kamei, Rav Chista was saying, Rav, who used to tell the Agaratas before, they used to say the Agaratas out loud, you say, we're getting all the shirim, they still have the Turkum on here, also the one who decided the Agaratas. Misha Mi Allah Chadashim Gam Nishanim Ma'u. Everyone told you, what does it mean, new ones and old ones? What do you mean we have new halachas and old ones? Amar Lei, Rav Chista answered, Eim Litzis Kalas and Litzichum Ma'u. We certain mitzvahs which have more chamer punishments and some are less chamer punishments. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar Lei, the Torah, Nisna, the Torah was given in stages and some are going to be considered new and old. How are you referring to the new and old one as Kal and Chamer? It can't be. Rather, the Gemara says, Elo halal midi Torah, halal midi Sofim, that the first, the old halach was referred to the Torah, which was given at Har Sinai, Hashem gave us through Moshe. And then this other, the later halachas are referring to the older ones, the newer ones rather, as a reference to the halachas that were made after Moshe Rabbeinu. The all takanas after that. So Gemara says, Darish Rav says, Madi Chsiv, Yosef Mehima, B'nei Yisir, Asus Sfarim Arbeh. And more than these, my child, my son, he has to be careful with these many, many svarim. What is this reference to? B'ni Yisrael b'divrei sofrim yosrim b'divrei toyim. You have to be more careful with the din d'rabbanan, din d'raisa. We see over here clearly. You have to be more careful how much people are mezalzel. Shadivrei Torah yesh b'em aseh v'los aseh. Mitzvahs aseh, mitzvahs los aseh. Certain punishments with divrei sofrim. And you can have different punishments. Some amakos, some other punishments. However, over here, when it comes to divrei sofrim, kol ha'over divrei sofrim chayav misa. Anyone who is going to violate a din d'rabbanan is chayav misa. As Rashi says, we learn that parts gather ishchenu nachash. That the pasuk says in Kohelas, I think, that we say parts get a yishchanu nasha. Someone who preaches offense is going to be my snake. He should be chayav misa for violating the dinner abundant. Rabbi Yonah explains beautifully. He says that in Shari Tshuva, we're learning Elul now. People have a minute to learn Shari Tshuva. He says, why is this the din like that? Because usually when a person does a din de areisa and he violates the din areisa, it's because he has a big yetzer hara. Therefore, he's not rejecting what the Torah says. However, when it comes to din d'rabbanan, why do people violate the din d'rabbanan? Because it's, the rabbi said it, yom tam sheni, it doesn't really important. All these things, it's only din d'rabbanan. And the mezalza on rejection of his idea that we have a Masorah, and that the Rabbanim have the ability to create that Masorah, and can continue our Masorah for that, and that's a rejection of the fundamental obligation of as a Jew, is an essential part of the Torah, not really the Din Rabbanim. Therefore, for that, you're going to be Chayav Misa. So careful, we have to be not to be Mezalzel with Dinim Der Rabbanim. Shemwara Katina Shema Tomar, in Yesh Behed Mamish, that the words of the Torah are subjects from the Man Lonish, so then why shouldn't you tell them to make them part of the Torah itself? And where it says, on Rakura, Asus Svarim Marbe Ein Kates, that if you had to write down all of Din Der Rabbanim, we wouldn't have 20, we have 24 books at the Tanakh, we'd have a million more books, we would have not enough, and therefore we have to have it as the oral Torah. The Gemara continues, V'la'ag harpa yegias basar. So what is this pasuk that you learn so much Torah is going to lead to yegias basar, your body, your flesh is going to become weak. Amar Papa Adam Rechadam Eshmeder Papa Bar Ula Melamed Shekol Malag Adav Chachamim Nidon Mitzor Osachas. Anyone who mocks the words of the Chachamim is going to be violated with number two thrown all over him. Excrement is going to throw it all over him. So the Marx continues and boiling excrement. What a terrible punishment that is! How disgusting and also how painful. Maskik Rava Miksiv Lag. The Lashon says mocking Lag. See, it's written as meant studying. Ella, what does it mean? Kol Hogiman ever studied times in the positive. Anyone who's studying Torah is going time Basar is going to have the taste of meat, the beautiful taste. As Rashi points out, that the words of Torah will never become stilted. Every time you review it, you chazir, and love it more, and love it more. You do it more, you're going to love it more, and then taste it more, and really enjoy it. The Gemara continues, I think Rav Nevin used to say it took him 20 years to not love Torah when he started getting into Torah. Meaning that the more he chazir it, the more he started loving it. I'm sure he liked it in the beginning too, but meaning the more he continued doing chazara, the more he loved the Torah. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Maisev Rabbi Akiva, the once was a Maisev Rabbi Akiva, Shayachavish Beveis Asrim. He was in prison. We know that he was in prison for teaching Torah in public by the Romans. By Rabbi Yoshua Garsi, Mishas Rabbi Yoshua Garsi was the one who would make sure to take care of all of his needs. B'chol yom b'yom, and every single day he would take care of his needs. B'chol yom b'yom, every single day, b'chol yom b'midah, they would bring a certain amount of water, the bare minimum that he could have. Yom echad matzah shomer beis ha'asurim, the guard saw Rabbi Yoshua bring him the water. Amaloh, ayim mechem Reuben. So he says, what are you bringing so much water? He thought they brought too much that day, the guard told him. Shemba, laughter based around, we're going to pour so much water and try to dig him out of prison by making it muddy over there. Shafa chetzim esanlas chetzim. So he spilled out half the water and only gave Yeshua that remaining half to give to Rabbi Akiva. Shabbat to Rabbi Akiva, so when Rabbi Yeshua came to Rabbi Akiva, I'm alone. Rabbi Akiva said to him, Yoshua, yinatel yodesh, zekanen, v'chayetel v'yachayachad. I depend on you for the water. Why are you giving me so little? Rabbi Akiva said to him. So Rabbi Yeshua responded and he said, Sacho kolos al ma'or. Rabbi Yeshua reminded him of everything that occurred with the prison guard. Amrullah, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Taili mine. So give me money that you'd watch. I'll tell you, so that I should at least wash my hands. So you had so little water, yet he was willing to do any tilas to die him and not drink that water. Amrullah, to have his bread with it. So Rishua said to him, Lishtos in magin. You don't even have water to drink for the daily portion. How are you going to use the toy? What are you doing washing your hands? You're telling you don't need to wash your hands in this situation. It's onus. So the water Rabbi Akiva said, Amrullah, Rabbi Akiva responded to him, that dinim darabanan have a din of a death penalty. I'm going to be so careful. Mutab. Elmos misos atme should die by not drinking enough water. V'lovar das chavira, not dying when I'm chayav misa by being poritz gedesh chenu nachash. Amru lotam klum. Rabbi Akiva didn't eat anything. Achav in lamayim refused until he brought water for him. And he wasn't going to have any of the bread allotted to him that day until he washed and tilas yadayim. So what happened? V'natal yadav. How careful we have to be in tilas yadayim. You know, so we see how Rabbi Akiva was most nefesh for this. When the Chacham heard about what happened, Rabbi Yeshua told him what happened to Amru, so they said, regarding Rekiva Mabes, someone old age like the other Kavakav Chamas, how much more so would he have gone through this hardship if he was still a young guy? So too, if he did like this in prison, how much more so would he have done so had he not been in prison? And the Gemara continues, Amru Bidam Shmuel, Beshashatikin Shlomo Irvin, so now continuing a new topic of Dinim Darabanan, when Shlomo Melech was Masakin Irvin until Tzidayim. Why is he Masakin Irvin? So this is recorded in the very introduction, this Gemara over here, that Shlomo Melech goes through this because it looks extremely similar, that you're carrying from one chatzah to another chatzah, that looks like you're carrying from one area to another area. Then I would think that it's so easily confused. Rashi explains, you'll so easily get confused between a Rosh Hashanah Yachad and Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and therefore you have the concept of Erevin. And Tehil Sidayim was originally a siyag for the dinim of Kachim. It was really different. There's a later takana, as we learn like we're in Shabbos, in the Yafas Gzeres over there, that everyone should wash their hands for everything. That was for Truma. So the Gemara says, Yasa Baskal Be'amrat, so a heavenly voice came out and said, B'ni im chacham izvech izvech gani, and the Pasuk says, Mishle, that if you're my son, you're wise, I'm also going to be happy. Ve'omer chacham bini vizvech libi, you should be happy. Ve'ashiva chor fidavar, I'm going to respond to those who have something bad to say to me. There's a reference to the Hashem's approval of the takana of Shlomo HaMelech, the beautiful gzera that he made. The Gemara now continues and talking about Shir Hashem Darash Rava. What does it mean? Ma'idach Siv L'chad Odin Etzias Adin Nelina Bakfarim. Neshkima the Karmen Ne'irim Parchak Gefen Pasach Smarda Netzun and Shaman Etzadid Elach. That you should come, my beloved, to the field. Let's go to the villages, and also let's come up early to the vineyards. The vine has flowered, the grape has blossomed, the pomegranates are blooming. So there, I'm going to give you my love. So Gemara says, what does this mean? L'chadurin etzias sada. Again, this is all in reference to Klai Yisrael Hashem. So what does this mean? That the come to my beloved, come out to the field. Amar Knesset Yisrael Lepnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Klai Yisrael saying to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Al Tidini B'Kiyoshvei Krachim. Don't judge us like the residents of cities. Sheyesh Lam Gezel V'Arayas V'Shul Hashav V'Shul Sheker. They steal. They're immoral. They violate they right their sexual morality. They say they make the oaths and they don't keep the oaths, right? All these things, and they say that Netzah said us, let's go to the field. Let's leave the cities. And Rashi points out that in the krachim that there is a shuk where there's a lot of business and people are stealing and lying when it comes to that. However, when you leave and people go and learn in poverty outside of the cities, that's a better place to be learning. Now, Lina Bakfarim, let's go to the villages. Al Tikri Bakfarim Ela Bakofrim. Don't read it as the Bakfarim, rather the Kofrim, those who are Kofrim B'Torah, right? With Kofrim, we say it's a person who completely rejects the Torah. Boreka Osam Shishbatalem Toba, those who have given prosperity and Karbucha, yet they still deny you. And we learn a lot of times that a person, Rashi points out that this is actually Dafka, the descendants of Esau. You know, we see in America, people are so prosperous and they deny God. People deny that's the new common thing to do nowadays. So the Gemara continues, Nashkima la Kramim, let's go early to the vineyards. Eilu Basik Nesis Vatei Midrashas, let's wake up early, go to Shul and learn Torah. Nira in Parcha Gefen, let us see if the vine is flowered. Eilu Bali Mikra, this reference to the students of the Mikra. Pasach Asmada, that's referring to Eilu Bala Mishnah, those who learn Mishnah. Hanetar Omen, and the pomegranates are blooming. Eilu Bali Gemara, that the blooming is reference to that when the pomegranates are blooming, we see it's the final stage of growth. That's Lushas of Gemara, which is the most ripe stage of learning. That's the glory of Klal Yisrael when you have this learning. The Gemara continues going back to the subject of Shlomo Melech, Amar Avim Nuna, Ma'i Dechsev, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, that you spoke 3,000 parables and songs in 1,005. What was that? Mashal, you give 3,000 different parables for every single concept in the Torah. And 1,005 reasons for every single aspect of the Chachamim. Darash Rabba said, "My Desiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk when it's written, V'yosir shaya koelas chacham od limedas ha'am, izin chikir tikin mashalim harbe?" Besides the wise koelas taught knowledge and listened to different things, what is it referring to? Rabba said, limedas is ha'am, he taught knowledge to the people, that rabbi simen ta'amim, he taught the Torah with symbols, and ta'amin, like the trup. He taught them the trup. And that's both for Torah Sheba'al Peh and Torah Shebichtav. They used to memorize Mishnayos. I think we have apparently the older Kisvei Yad and the Mishnayos. These people still try to memorize them with different Nigunim to memorize the Mishnayos. And memorize the Torah, to memorize them through Simanim. Through different ways to symbols to remember them. And explain it with analogies. Was that Izen Fikir Tikin Meshalim Harbe? You listen up. What is it reference to? Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Eli, Amir Rabbi Eliezer, or sometimes the Gersa Elazar, whatever the Gersa was. Basilia Torah Dama Kliva Shainu Aznaim. That the Torah was like a basket. Didn't have any handles to carry. Very difficult. Asher Bashanu Basil Aznaim. He came back and handled, and he gave you the handles in order to carry it. These safeguards that he made were extremely crucial for the importance of the continuation of the Torah. The Gemara continues. Kivutos of Tatal and Taltilev. That his locks are very wavy. What is that referring to? The hair Amar Rukhtasim or Ukva Melamed. Sheish Lidros Akol Kutz. That every single point of the Torah, every single kotz at the top of what we have, those little the crowns of the Torah, there's tons of halachas. The famous Gemara Menachos talking about Rabbi Akiva, the Moshe Rabbeinu was writing those little kotzim on the Torah, the tagim, and he said, "What am I writing this for?" And he said, "Akiva ben Yosef is going to be doing so many halachas from these kotzim." So the Gemara continues that we learn for every single thing of the Torah, we learn a ton. The Gemara says, Shchoros Ka'orev, what does it mean? The black is, or even, who could you find some of the Shchoros Ka'orev? For me, turning out the next. Someone else, Shemashki Marvalei Lebeis HaMidrash. You rise early. Rashi says, Shchoros is Lashem Shachris, and Orev is Lashem, is literally, the raven is reference to Arvis, learning Torah morning and nighttime. Continues the Gemara, another explanation of the phrase. The Gemara says, Rabba Amar, Vimisha Master, Panavala Ka'orev. Someone who's learning Torah is so diligent to learn that your face is black like an oven from exhaustion of studying Torah, constantly toiling in Torah. Another explanation, Rabba says, Rabba Amar, Vimisha Master, Atul Achzara, Panavala Ka'orev. This is a reference to someone who's close or even to a member of his children and his household to learn Torah. As we see, Rabba Adabar Masna, because of the Be'er Rabba is going to learn Torah, he didn't have any money and dirt poor. I remember the Visayo, his wife said to him, "You want to get them up? I'm breastfeeding your little children. How am I going to feed them? We have no food in my life." Mishalem Mekramen Bagma. Go out, there's no vile vegetables in the fields. Go find some food to feed them. We see that a certain level of Zarios is needed for a person to study Torah. We see that by Rabbi Yashim, who's famous. Rabbi Yashim, he wanted to leave his own child Shavuot Brachos like after the Chuppah. And Rosh Hashanah made him wait. That's how the story goes. But we see that there's a certain amount of Chazarios that could be viewed as, you know, he didn't even know all of his, I think, grandchildren's names. He was mamish to the Gadol Dor of the Torah. He's learning Torah every single second of the day. And Chalai Shalom needed him for that tafkid. But at the same time, there's a shtickle of Chazarios that it was for his own family. That's a mysterious nefesh for certain Gedolim that they need to acquire. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up a Mishnah. So now, tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem.